Thank you very much, Lee, for having me.
Circular Head Options and Opportunities Expo. It's coming to Smith and the Recreation Ground there this coming Thursday, aka the Jobs Hunt. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we're bringing together lots of businesses, industry, all the training bodies, community groups, support groups, who are going to help people who are looking for work or who are looking for, you know, that study or that training that you might need to design your career pathway.
Because it can be quite complex sometimes, depending what industry you want to get into.
It can be very complex, and trying to find, you know, the right training program or find out where the jobs are and what the requirements are for a job can be quite confusing. So we've put everyone together all in one spot.
And the thing about technology these days, you can search on Google, you can go online, but nothing better is having a face-to-face discussion with someone.
Absolutely. Word of mouth and networks are really important in our community, so it's great to get your face out there and go and meet people and understand what they're looking for.
And that's what you do here from time to time too, Danielle. You hear from the people. They've got these questions they need to be answered, but there's no one there to answer those. And this is where we've got them under the one umbrella.
That's right. And I know that all our exhibitors are really excited to meet expo goers and have a chat. So they're very keen to be meeting everybody down there in Circular Head.
And you've got a few guest speakers lined up?
We do. We've got 4 Q&A sessions that are happening over the course of the day. So we've got Defence Force Recruitment, a session on apprenticeships, a session from Marinus and Tas Networks, and one from the food producers, Greenhams, McCain's and Saputo.
Great. I noticed a couple of weeks ago we had AgFest. Defence Force were there at Quercus Park in Carrick, and one of the young ladies there that studied at Marist College, grew up in Ulverston, is now working with the Defence Force and working at the Navy. She reckons it's one of the best career paths she's ever had. So there you go. It just shows you that things like these job hubs can help.
Definitely, and that's a really exciting story, and it's great to hear those really positive stories and share those with other people. So we're hoping to get some of those positive stories out of our session on Thursday.
And when you get good results like that, doesn't it make you feel good too? It's nice positive feedback to think that, hey, that level is never that high. I can still reach that if that's what you want to do as a career path.
Absolutely. There's something out there for everybody. And coming to something like this where you can have all of those conversations and learn all of those sort of career pathways and how you get there is really valuable.
Because some people think, look, I don't really know what I want to do when I leave school. This is a way of saying, these are the options, this is the opportunities, go for it.
That's right. And sometimes finding out what you don't want to do can be just as important as finding out what you do want to do.
What time does it start? And I know it's at the Smith and Recreation Grounds.
That's right. So we're there from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. So we've got it a little bit later in the day to allow, you know, potentially students to come after school or bring their parents with them. We've got a sausage sizzle going, and that's free for everybody who wants to come along. Lots of people that you can talk to.
So explore all the options, whether you want short courses, certificates, undergraduates or postgraduates. Study in the studying pathways and traineeships, and also training and skills there will be discussed and answered any questions that you might have. And also too, Danielle, if you want full-time, part-time work and local initiatives, you've got people there on hand.
That's right. And we've also got support groups there, so people who can help you. You know, if you're studying, there's a study centre at Circular Head now. So, you know, that's the sort of support that can be there to help you if you're not sure where to go to get access to the internet or to a computer. So those sort of groups will be there as well.
And the bottom line is it's absolutely free entry.
That's right.
So brighten your future. Jobs Hunt, it is a must this coming Thursday from 3 till 7, and the venue is the Smithton Recreation Ground. I'm sure it'll go well. Thanks for telling us all about it on 7B Breakfast this morning, Danielle Kidd.
Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing everyone.